You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. For this week's episode, we're asking, can a pair of slippers turn guests into friends? That's the pitch from Kaita, a Slovenian company which has placed its footwear in dozens of hotels across the world. On the way, Kaita has transformed itself from a creative consultancy helping other companies on environmental issues to a specialist in making sustainable slippers. Monocle's Guy Delaney went to Kaita's headquarters in Ljubljana to meet its founder, Alenka Repic.
I'm Alenka Repic, and I made a lovely company. We are now for about 2 years. We have specialized in producing the only slippers that add value to hotels service. They offer high-end guest experience without any compromise on sustainability. We are strong on innovative materials, design thinking, building relationships, being very personal with our client hotels. We made them just because I couldn't find any other product similar. I just discovered a niche. I discovered those hoteliers, they were passionate about sustainability, a good design. And we really had a lot in common. After a few weeks, we made a decision. We are into it, and we are into this niche market because now we can focus to be the only one to offer this service, this whole holistic service, not just products, not just slippers, but everything that goes with them.
So what makes a pair of Kaita slippers?
It's their special shape, which is also sustainable because it's made just from one piece. It's made from a beautiful, sustainable material, which is recycled from plastic bottles. It's friendly to a skin, BPA-free, and it has a charming communications attached to them, so people are able to start to build relations with them.
We just entered the production facility where they produce our felt. It's made from recycled plastic bottles, and it's so interesting to see how they make it. It's how they put little things together, and you just turn around and there's a felt. Yeah, it's so nice, and I'm so happy that probably, I think in 2 months, they'll start the production just for ourselves, and it will be 100% recycled material and thermostabilized. I love it.
You're offering improved slippers.
Yeah.
What sort of conversations were you having with hotels about offering these improved slippers or slippers with a story?
In the beginning, it wasn't much of a conversation. It's a passion, it's a love, it's something, when you see the person, you kind of feel if it's something that might fit you, he or she or a product. And it was a fit on first sight. And then after time, we managed to develop those quite deep relationships and trust, which is, I think, very important because we are developing, we are together now developing the services that we together offer to the clients. Right now, they are so open and passionate about the service of collecting old waste slippers that are still left in the room. And we collect them and we'll recycle them with their local recycling partner.
Kaita is making their slippers and everything they do with so much love. The slippers are so super comfortable. They have a super nice design. And even we can put our hotel branding on the slippers.
Lisa Maria Ross is the general manager of Mama Trestel, a hotel in Leogang in the Austrian Alps.
We really take care about the environment. And we know that Kaita is using only sustainable materials. All our slippers are made out of recycled plastic bottles. And we can send our used slippers back to Kaita so that they again can recycle them. We even had guests, they loved their slippers so much that they did send us pictures from their slippers, wearing them at home and all over the world in their other holidays. Yeah, hopefully we will work together with Kaita and Alenka for much longer time, because we really love this cooperation and we are sending lots of kisses from Austria.
When you grow, you have to change everything, the way you do that. It was nice because I really like to work with all those craftsmen, but it's hard to find a good sewer because every day there's less of them on the market. Even in Slovenia, which was 10 years ago very strong with textile industry, and they were, all those sewers lost their jobs, but it's somehow funny, it's hard to find a good sewer passionate about doing their work. We are now at Mira's place. She turned an old abandoned house into her workshop. It has a few places. Each one is for, I would say, one of our clients, so the slippers don't get mixed, and it's easier for her to produce. Yeah, it's near the forest, which is nice.
Alenka tells me you make 30,000 slippers in 1 year, and you're aiming for 50,000.
Ja, ne vem, vsak copat posebej se mi zdi, da ga res se potrudim, da ga lepo naredim. No.
She said that each pair is important because it be used by guests, and she wants each one to be satisfied with this pair.
But Alenka has been very successful, and she might get more clients. Are you worried at all about getting too busy?
Ja, se bomo potrudili, da bomo čim več naredili.
She'll try her best to manage the quantities, but when it's be the limit, when she'll reach the limit, there be another more sewers to do the work. And as I know Mira, when we get a new client, she's the first one I call and say, Mira, we have a new client, and she's happy to do the work.
Is it at all a self-limiting thing for you, Alenka, that you can only take on as many clients as you have people you can trust, like Mira, to produce the product?
Yes, it's self-limiting. We could do more. There are more sewers, but I don't think that we would be able to stay as we are if we would do more work. I would have to use the Excel sheets, and then I wouldn't have time to build all those relationships. And I think 50 clients, hotels, it's a lot. It's huge number of slippers, and around five sewers will be more than enough to do the job. We are in one sense a company of one. If you look around, it's just me in this studio and office, but we do cooperate with creatives. I'm passionate about creativity. I really believe in design thinking and power of words, and we have designers, copywriters, branding consultants working with us all the time, but they are not here.
And then what next for Kaita?
Well, you can have all sorts of slippers. You can have slipper that is really fits best into the spas. We now have slippers made from pineapple leaves. It's such a variety of slippers that you can offer, and such a variety of creative support that enhances this, not just sustainability, but positivity and building the relationship with guests. I think one life is enough to realize those dreams.
Alenka Repic there, founder of Kaita, speaking to Monocle's Guy Delaney in Ljubljana. My thanks to Guy for reporting this story and to Maylee Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bage. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.